Crusade Channel News. News you can trust because the truth can be trusted. From the Crusade Channel News Desk, here's Celeste Youngblood.
Good morning. This is Celeste Youngblood coming to you from the Veritas Radio Network News Bureau with your headlines at this hour on this Monday, October 30th, 2017. Turmoil in Catalonia, and in today's Lives of the Saints and Martyrs, a Spanish saint. A terrorist attack in Mogadishu, Somalia, left 29 dead, and an unlikely rescue at sea took place last week. Catalonia declared its independence on Friday, the same day that Madrid stripped the region of its autonomy. The Associated Press reports that Catalan leader Carlos Puigdemont delivered a televised speech declaring that only the Catalan parliament can elect or dismiss the Catalan government and standing firm in his intention to continue working for a free Catalonia. The tides this weekend seemed to turn against secession, with Russia Times reporting that the Catalan police chief resigned, urging his officers to remain loyal to the new Madrid-appointed chief of the Mossos d'Esquadra. Reuters reports that hundreds of thousands of Spaniards marched in Barcelona to show support for a unified Spain.
Hundreds of thousands of Spaniards marching on the Catalan regional government headquarters on Sunday, calling for a unified Spain after Catalonia declared independence on Friday. While the Barcelona demonstration was mostly peaceful, a group of angry unity protesters shook barricades and shouted at Catalan police, who were guarding the building. The tense scenes came after the first poll was published since Madrid called a regional election to try to resolve the crisis over Catalan demands for independence. The poll gave political parties opposing a split by Catalonia from Spain a small lead. After Catalonia's declaration, Spain's prime minister responded by imposing direct rule on the autonomous region, sacking the regional leader Carles Puigdemont and dismissing his government. Catalans are now set to vote for a new regional parliament on December 21st. The Catalan government, which is still claiming to hold power, says it was given a mandate to secede from Spain in an unofficial referendum held on October 1st.
The Guardian reported that Madrid has issued a warning that Carlos Puigdemont will be charged with rebellion and could be imprisoned within the next couple of months over his role in the unilateral declaration of independence by the Catalan parliament. Today's quote of the day comes from Oscar Wilde. Every saint has a past, and every sinner has a future. Coming up next after the break in Lives of the Saints and Martyrs, we honor St. Alphonsus Rodriguez. You're listening to Crusade News.
Hey folks, have you ever heard the old adage, you need to wake up and smell the coffee? Well, it's true, and I'm here to ask you to make sure the coffee you wake up to and smell is the Crusade Channel's very own gourmet blend, Crusade Capuchin Dark Roast. Our coffee is custom roasted from the finest fair trade coffee beans and is bagged for us by the Heavenly Roast Coffee Company. Order your supply of Crusade Capuchin Dark Roast today by browsing to mikechurch.com/coffee. And don't forget the Crusade Channel coffee mugs. Place your order for delicious gourmet Crusade Channel coffee today at mikechurch.com/coffee or call 844-5-CRUSADE.
Alphonsus Rodriguez was born in Segovia, Spain in 1532, the son of a wool merchant. He was prepared for his first Holy Communion by the famed Reverend Peter Faber. He married Maria Suarez at the age of 26 and had three children in the next 5 years, and lost two of them before he was widowed at 31. He turned to a life of prayer and mortification, and when his last child died, he began to consider a religious vocation. His lack of education was a problem, but he was permitted to enter the Society of Jesus as a lay brother at the age of 40. Alphonsus made his final vows at 54 and remained the porter of his monastery for 46 years. He remained absorbed in spiritual thoughts while discharging his duties, and although he left behind no writings, his impact was left upon those he encountered as porter. After a life of intense bodily mortification, he became very feeble in his 80s and lost his memory. He died on October 31, 1617. Saint Alphonsus Rodriguez, pray for us. Mogadishu, Somalia was the scene of an Islamist siege on a hotel this weekend, which ended yesterday and took the lives of 29, including 12 police officers. Here is Reuters' Lucy Fielder with the story.
A prolonged Islamist siege on a hotel in the Somali capital ended on Sunday. At least 29 people were killed in the attack that began when a car bomb rammed the gates of the Mogadishu hotel late afternoon, breaking down its defences. Then gunmen stormed the building. The hotel was close to the presidential palace. Like others in the city, it was fortified and some Somali officials lived there for safety. At least 12 of the dead were police officers. Al-Shabaab militants claimed responsibility for the attack. Two of the perpetrators blew themselves up after they were shot. Three were caught alive. It's feared others may have been rescued from the hotel disguised as guests. Saturday's explosion demolished the front of the hotel and damaged another next door. Al-Shabaab wants to overthrow Somalia's weak UN-backed government and impose a strict form of Islamic law. 2 weeks ago, twin bombings in Mogadishu killed at least 358 people, the worst such attack in the country's history. Al-Shabaab didn't claim that one, but the method, a large truck bomb, is one it has often used.
In this Celestial Musings, an ill-fated trip from Hawaii to Tahiti caught my eye this weekend. Two women, Jennifer Apple and Tasha Fuiava, and their dogs, set out to sea on their planned 18-day trip on the Sea Nymph with a year's worth of dried food on board and a water filtration system. On the first day, one of their cell phones washed overboard, never to be seen again. Their engine died a month later due to the effects of bad weather. Their mast was damaged, and their water purifier broke. For 5 long months, these women sent out distress calls daily that went unheard. They had 2 GPS units. One failed. They had a new VHF radio, a ham radio, a weather satellite, and a radio telephone. None of them worked, and neither did the satellite phone. The women were found by a Taiwanese fishing vessel last Tuesday and rescued by the U.S. Navy on Wednesday, 900 miles southeast of Japan. You know, when it's not your time, it's not your time. And obviously God isn't finished with these women yet. Thank you, Jesus, for this happy ending. Stay tuned to the Veritas Radio Network for King Size Truth from Radio Size Speakers. Coming up next, The Mike Church Show. Celeste Youngblood signing off for the Crusade Channel. Serving you, serving truth.
You've just heard Crusade Channel News. Live on your News, Talk, and Saints leader, the Crusade Channel. And did you know that all newscasts are available as podcasts on CrusadeChannel.com and on our free app available in the Google Play and iTunes stores? Surprised?
If I woke up tomorrow with my head sewn to the carpet, I wouldn't be more surprised than I am right now.
Crusade Channel News. News you can trust. Because the truth can be trusted.